If you're still waiting for a sign, here's another one. At California Psychics, we reject 98% of the psychics who apply to work for us. So we only connect you with the best. That's how we can guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. And right now, new customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. If that's not a sign, I don't know what is. Dramatic sound effect incoming. Experience the joy of certainty at CaliforniaPsychics.com.
We were having a conversation yesterday when we were kids. Was there anything more catastrophic in your life than getting an ice cream cone and then dropping it?
Ugh, the worst.
I mean, for a kid, you need grief counseling after that.
Mm-hmm. And producer Jessica posed an interesting question. What is the adult equivalent of dropping your ice cream when you were a kid?
833-287-1037. Casey and TR Santa, what do you think?
That is a hard one. I would say breast milk.
Casey, do you mean spilling breast milk after you, what, like after you pumped?
Yes.
All right, well, I'm about to show my stupid man card here. I guess I just assumed there was an unlimited supply there.
It's
like open up the tap.
Oh, my God.
I'm sorry. So you run out of gas?
Sure. There's only so much you can produce at one time, John. It's not a faucet.
And then you just, KC, it's just, what do you do then? It's like what?
It's gone. It's like money down the drain.
Thank you, Casey. Let's see. What else? What else can be considered the equivalent, the adult equivalent of dropping your ice cream cone as a kid? You have a fresh drink and you spill it without even taking a sip and it's gone. I mean, that would be
Definitely.
The most obvious.
How about dropping your phone and cracking the screen?
Oh, man. I remember back in my Droid days, I got a brand new phone. I was on an appearance at Boot Barn. And I mean, I'm talking, I had that phone for, I don't know, an hour.
Oh.
And I remember we had our station vehicle, it used to be an old ambulance, and it had this big step on the back, and I kind of stumbled on the step, phone dropped, bounced off the step onto the pavement, and I watched my screen shatter. And that was an hour after I got my brand new phone. So yes, I would say that is definitely the adult equivalent of a kid spilling their ice cream.
We're talking a lot about dropping things, but let's even go further than that. What about those big disappointments in life in general? So the one thing I immediately think about is you go to Target for one specific item, you get all your shopping done, you get in your car and realize you totally forgot to pick up that one specific item.
What is the adult equivalent of dropping your ice cream as a kid?
There's so many options that fit.
833-287-1037. Give me one, Tam.
So maybe you've been binging a series and there's one more episode left and you're so excited to watch the finale and you get everything ready. You sit down. Maybe you got your popcorn or whatever kind of snacks you have.
Maybe you had a theme dinner around the finale.
And you sit down and your internet goes out. There's nothing you can do.
That ice cream's going to melt. It's going to be a waste.
It's done.
That is the adult equivalent of dropping your ice cream. 833-287-1037. Doesn't matter if you're 5 or you're 75. The disappointment is the same.
Mm-hmm.
It's, what is the adult equivalent of dropping your ice cream? 833-287-1037. John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show on KSON. What is the adult equivalent of dropping your ice cream cone when you were a kid? 833-287-1037.
Shannon in Chula Vista.
When you pull up to the Casco gas station after waiting in line and realize you left your wallet at home.
Yes. Yes.
Oh, my God. You were so ready. Thank you.
Apple wallet. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Paula in Mission Valley. Go ahead. Yeah.
When you go get takeout and it's not as good as you thought it would be.
Oh, the disappointment you feel because you're so excited to have it.
Yeah.
833-287-1037. Mark in Valley Center. What's the adult equivalent of dropping your ice cream cone when you were a kid?
How about losing your brand new sunglasses?
Mark. Yeah, I know a little bit about that, don't I, Tammy?
Yes. One time you're blaming me. The other times are your very own.
Just burn money. That's a great one, Mark. Thank you. Craig is in PB. Craig, the adult equivalent of dropping your ice cream cone when you were a kid.
Oh, hey, guys. Good morning. So I live in PB, and I'm a surfer. Nothing worse than when you get a brand-new surfboard. You don't want a ding on it at all. You stay away from everybody, but then you accidentally lean your board up against your car to take your wetsuit off, and the thing falls over on the pavement, and you're just, oh, my God, no!
That's a phone call we never would have gotten in Wisconsin.
Exactly. Thanks, honey. Kelly in Carlsbad.
Good morning, John and Tammy.
Good morning, Kelly. What's the adult equivalent of spilling your ice cream cone on the floor when you're a kid?
I think the one I have is sending a text to the wrong person. We won't necessarily say inappropriate text, but, you know, that realm.
Yes.
To the wrong person, realizing it.
How inappropriate, scale of 1 to 10, was the text you sent to the wrong person?
I didn't say I did. I mean, I just think it. No, I'm just kidding.
Uh-huh.
Probably like an 8.
An 8, eight out of 10 inappropriate?
Yes, yes.
Ooh, Kelly.
Yes.
All
yes,
right.
Yes, I know. Mm-hmm. I know.
Thanks, honey. Ignacio in Chula Vista, the adult equivalent of dropping your ice cream cone as a kid.
Easily spilling your margarita at the bar.
100%.
The just purchased Cadillac margarita.
Oh, God.
The best of the best killer. With the Grand Marnier floating around
Thank
in
you.
It.
Oh, Debbie and El Cajon.
Lucky back in the day with locking my keys in my freaking car.
Oh, that's definitely that same feeling. Thanks, Debbie.
I think what we've learned here is that next time your kid spills his ice cream or her ice cream mm-hmm. on the floor after just purchasing it at Handles, you look at him and say, get ready for the rest of your life.
Oh, my God. Or you just have some understanding, John. Wow.
John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show on KSON.